there's this woman. This has gone viral. This particular video I'm going to show you is up to like 4 million views right now. So she's from Georgia. She lives in Leeds, England. She just moved to England. And being there, she notices a lot of things about English culture that would never fly in America in a million years. Mm-hmm. So she got on TikTok and she's discussing, she's going down the list of the different things that happen in England that she'd be like, this would never happen in America. But she has this like weird maniacal laugh that is hilarious. Like, it's my favorite part. And no one talks about that part of it. So just listen to her and listen for her cute little weird laugh.
Leaving a package with a neighbor. I didn't even know that was a thing till I moved here. No chance. Wouldn't work. The UK driving test. How hard it is. No chance. Nah. Wouldn't work in the States. The knock and run game the kids play. You knock on somebody's door and run away. Please do not do this in America. Because if you go on somebody's property, they can, well, you know. Telling the Americans they have to get their car MOT'd every year. No chance. You should see the state of the cars that we drive around. Maybe it's a thing in some states. Not where I'm from. You could drive around with your bumper hanging off, a flat tire, don't matter. Alcohol She's being crazy. Served in the cinema, in the movie theater. No chance. Now then, what's this?
A little weird. The things that are common that here, weird little laugh. Okay. To it. So, all right. She talks a little too quickly.
I didn't even know that was a thing till I moved here.
And let me interpret what she has said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing she says is, I don't know if you want to play her again or pull her up again, but okay, fine. There's a couple things that happened there that she said would never happen here. There's a driving test that mm-hmm. they take there. Now, it's interesting because for taxi drivers, they do something in London called the knowledge, where you have to have memorized all the streets, which is awesome. Because if you get into a cab here in New York City, unless you're going to a number and a letter like, you know, 4th Street Avenue A, if you're going somewhere else, they have no idea where they're going. They pull up their GPS, they ask you. But in England, you just give them an address. You don't have to tell them like what street. Just be like, you know, I'm going to 14 Grove Street. They know exactly where it is. It's amazing. So I guess the driving test there is kind of similar. She says the driving test that they have there would never work here. There's something called MOT, which is where you have to take your car into transportation and they look to make sure nothing's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, if you have anything broken, you can't drive, like a taillight, anything.
MOT is very strict, very right. strict.
Right. Whereas here, as you know, people drive, they have no bumper. Yeah. They have different colored doors there. I mean, the other day I was driving behind somebody with my parents and there were no lights and they just sort of stopped. And it was like, whoa, okay. I see you have no brake lights mm-hmm. at all. Like even the third one was out. She said alcohol in the cinema, going to the movie theater and they serve alcohol. She said that would never work here, but there's all of those like really expensive. Have you ever been to any of these
mm-hmm.
where like you can lounge back and they have these chairs, you make a reservation ahead of time?
Well, I haven't been in 14 months, but yeah, the last movie I went to see had beer and lounge chairs.
Right. So they do have that here. So I don't know. I guess in Georgia, they don't have those yet, but they have them. They certainly have them here in New York. She also said the game knock and run or whatever it's called. The knockout game. Yeah. Ding dong ditch where you knock on a door and go running.
Mm.
She implies that the reason why it would never work in Georgia is because everyone's got a gun. And if you come on their property,
you'll get shot.
Yeah. She doesn't say that, but the implication is there,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's cute. Like her little giggles and all the little noises she makes, I think is hilarious.
No, she's the type of girl that will want to tie you up and then laugh like that the whole time. And you're very scared. Be very scared about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you should be with somebody like that to begin with then.
That scares me when she laughs. You scare me.
Yeah. Okay, so the minute you meet them and they scare you and they say, come back to my place, you should say no. Just say no. Don't go.
But she's kind of hot, so maybe. I've looked past crazy a lot of my life. So, you know, you're hot. Fine.
Right.
I've had my share of crazy. Trust me.
Yeah, I trust me. I believe that you have. I don't need You don't need to convince me. I'm 100% sure that you've had mostly crazy.